This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 26th, 2024. The ARRL Board of Directors completed their second 2024 meeting by approving a report to advance a three-year strategy. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, presided over the meeting on Friday, July 19th in Windsor, Connecticut. The board meeting was preceded by standing committee meetings held on Thursday, including Administration and Finance, chaired by Rocky Mountain Division Director Jeff Ryan, K0RM, Emergency Communications and Field Services, chaired by Great Lakes Division Director Scott Yonley, N8SY, and Programs and Services, chaired by Dakota Division Director Bill Lippert, AC0W. President Roderick recognized new officers and board members, including First Vice President Christian McIntyre, K6WX, Second Vice President Mike Ritz, W7VO, Hudson Division Director Ed Wilson, N2XDD, Northwestern Division Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX, Northwestern Division Vice Director Michael Sturbeck, KG7HQ, Pacific Division Director Tony Marson, W7XM, and Pacific Division Vice Director John Litz, NZ6Q. Highlights of the meeting, including the board unanimously accepting a report establishing a three-year strategy for ARRL and recognized the efforts of the strategy working group. They authorized CEO Dave Minster, NA2AA, to proceed with further planning. The report included a revised mission statement. ARRL's mission is to promote and protect the art, science, and enjoyment of amateur radio and to develop the next generation of radio amateurs. The strategy articulates continued commitment and enhancements to our existing advocacies. Promoting amateur radio and protecting amateur radio, a new advocacy is being created, committing ARRL to develop the next generation of radio amateurs through the expansion of existing programs and the creation of curriculum-based initiatives targeted at middle and high school STEM education programs. You can read more about the ARRL board meeting at ARRL.org. The complete minutes of the 2024 second meeting will be available soon on the ARRL website. The next meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors will be January 17th and 18th, 2025. This week's ARRL Air features a great ham radio discussion about getting prepared for the remainder of the hurricane season. ARRL encourages amateur stations to prepare for what the National Hurricane Center, NHC, has predicted will be a busy hurricane season. In addition to preparing equipment to function during and after a storm's impact, local amateur radio emergency service, Aries Nets, are encouraged to participate in hurricane reporting and relief nets. Stations do not need to be in a coastal zone to participate. Propagation often shifts well inland, meaning ham radio operators throughout the continent can serve in times of need. Monitoring and relaying traffic is a way to help with the nets and get real-time information to the NHC, where it can be shared with the National Weather Service, FEMA, and other emergency response organizations to aid in a more rapid response and recovery, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. Amateur radio plays a crucial role in the warning and recovery process of hurricanes, from providing surface observations, which gives forecasters at the National Hurricane Center ground truth, to providing communications when infrastructure is damaged and ham radio is as vital as ever. Much of the focus to get the information to and from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. Hurricane specialists rely on having an amateur radio station at the center, WX4NHC. Julio Rapol, WD4R, is the amateur radio assistant coordinator for the station, and he pointed out these service reports can be weather data or eyewitness reports, or her on local VHF and UHF, and they are very valuable to the hurricane specialist at NHC, as they fill gaps of data where they may not have from other means, such as government, weather stations, satellites, and hurricane hunter aircraft. The NHC would like more hams to provide information if they are in the affected area. There are many ways to do that. The simplest is over high-frequency HF amateur radio bands. There you'll find a dedicated team running the Hurricane Weather Watch Net. The net uses 14.325 MHz and 7.268 MHz, depending on propagation, and is usually active any time a hurricane is within 300 statute miles of a populated landmass or at the request of NHC. Our Sierra Harrop, W5DX, has pulled together more ideas and information about amateur radio and hurricanes. You can read her complete story in this week's ARRL letter at ARRL.org. Professor Ted Rappaport, Ph.D., N9NB, has been elected to the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, IEEE, Vehicular Technology Society's VTS Hall of Fame. The IEEE VTS Hall of Fame recognizes individuals whose truly outstanding leadership and contributions have had a significant impact on the technologies represented by the fields of interest of the IEEE VTS. The VTS is one of the oldest societies in IEEE. Dr. Rappaport is a tenured professor in the New York University NYU Electrical Engineering Department in the Tandem School of Engineering and the Kennard School of Mathematics and the NYU Grossman School of Medicine. He has co-authored over 300 papers and 20 books, including the most cited books on wireless communications, adaptive antennas, wireless simulation, and millimeter wave communication, which have been translated into 8 languages. Dr. Rappaport was first licensed in 1975 and joined ARRL that same year. He now holds an amateur extra class license. He's been an ARRL life member since 1983 and received an ARRL scholarship to help him complete his doctorate at Purdue University. Amateur radio has been more influential in my life than I could have imagined, said Rappaport. At age 14, I was able to teach adults about amateur radio and electronic principles to help them become licensed operators. I believe that led to my career in academia and teaching. Dr. Rappaport said that the amateur radio literally saved his life when he was younger. While in the hospital with acute myeloid leukemia, AML, a form of blood cancer, I asked for more time. I still am on the air today and a blessed individual, added Rappaport. The IEEE asked Dr. Rappaport to write the history of amateur radio, and he agreed on the condition that it would be available to amateur radio operators and the public at no charge. The Crucible of Communications, Part 1 and 2, are complete and can be read online. He is currently working on Part 3 and hopes to have it completed in the near future. Induction ceremonies to the VTS Hall of Fame for Dr. Rappaport will be in Washington, D.C. on October 9th, 2024. The Vice Director of the ARRL Southeastern Division, Jeffrey J. Jeff Beals, WA4AW, has become a silent key. He died on July 20, 2024. Beals devoted a lifetime of service to amateur radio, having served in many local clubs, the ARRL field organization, and on the ARRL Board of Directors. He was also elected Vice President of the Quarter Century Wireless Association in 2023. ARRL Southeastern Division Director Mickey Baker, N4MB, recalls that Beals' passion for service involved getting others active in service as well. Jeff was a conductor. His superpower was finding volunteers and organizing events so that others would see the value of their service. We'll see you next time. And you knew he would call. He volunteered many of us to charitable runs and bike rides, the South Florida Fair, and many other events that promoted amateur radio and Hamfest. He volunteered entire clubs and then challenged us to the show, wrote Baker of his longtime friend. You can read much more about Beals' lifetime service to amateur radio at ARRL News. Members of the Falmouth Combined Amateur Radio Association and the Barnstable Amateur Radio Club gave an introduction to amateur radio presentation as part of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy's Advanced Studies and Leadership Program, ASLP Camp. The presentation was held in mid-July at the Academy's new conference center with approximately 180 students in attendance. ASLP is a two-week summer college-like residential experience developed by the Cape Cod Collaborative with the Massachusetts Maritime Academy. Emphasis is placed on leadership and development, project-oriented instruction in science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM areas, as well as humanities for high-achieving students from the 19 Cape Cod Collaborative member school districts. Students attended presentations including an overview of the many facets of amateur radio, its role in emergency communication and events such as hurricanes, and an overview of amateur radio satellite communication, focusing on CubeSats, several of which had been built by students. In addition to get-on-the-air GOTA stations were set up, students were allowed to make radio contact with licensed amateurs watching and listening. The VHF GOTA station contacted several FARA members on the local N1YHS repeater. The HF GOTA station made several contacts, including amateur radio stations in Bulgaria, Italy, and Nova Scotia. Organizers reported students in the ASLP camp were attentive and asked good questions. For more information, contact the Falmouth ARA at falara.org. The deadline to submit entries to the 2024 ARRL Field Day was July 23rd. Over 4,000 entries have been received so far. There is still time to check and to correct entries at ARRL Field Day website. Entries shown as complete in the status column have all of the necessary documentation required. However, entries with a status of pending documents need to be reviewed, and any missing or incomplete information should be added. Corrections may be made until August 23rd. For more field day information and questions, contact fdinfo@arrl.org via email or phone 860-594-0232. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. If you are a fan of AO7, it is now in continuous sunlight through May 22nd of 2027. Yes, that is 3 years of sunlight. Every 24 hours, the satellite will switch from mode A, which is 29 megahertz down and 145 megahertz up, and mode B, which is 145 megahertz down and 432 megahertz up. What this means is that if you are used to operating when in mode B and you do not hear the satellite, try mode A, or wait until the satellite decides to switch modes. November 15th of this year will mark the 50th anniversary of AO7. That is pretty remarkable job the hams did to have a satellite last this long, and they did not use radiation-hardened parts back then. XW2B has returned to service. The satellite uses an inverting linear transponder with an uplink between 436.090 and 435.110 MHz. And a downlink between 145.730 and 145.750 MHz. This makes another linear satellite available for use. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, four contests, all on July 27th and 28th. First, it's the MARAC U.S. Countries QSO Party, that's CW and Phone. Then the ARAM 50 MHz contest, CW and Phone. July 27th and 28th, the RSGP IOTA contest, CW and Phone. And on the 27th and 28th of July as well, the Alabama QSO Party, that is CW and Phone. On July 28th, the ARS Flight of the Bumblebees, CW, and on July 30th, it's the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that is Phone. And you can always visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section and state division conventions on July 27th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. On August 3rd, the Kootenai Amateur Radio Society sponsoring the ARRL Idaho State Convention in Post Falls, Idaho. August 3rd, the Elkhart East Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Central Division Convention, that's in Elkhart, Indiana. And on August 4th, the SVARC Berryville Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Virginia State Convention, that's in Berryville, Virginia. And finally this week, thanks to the Fannin County Amateur Radio Club in Bonham, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.